Welcome to Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf. Episode number 73. Hello, everyone. My name is Tom Brussell, and thanks so much for joining us. Whether you're a first-time listener or a long-time subscriber to the show, we're glad you're here, and Kenny Nicholson is sitting in with me. And Kenny, the first major got one in the books, and boy, it was one to remember.
I tell you what, it was exciting. I mean, even if you're not a golfer, it was exciting to watch. You got Tiger Woods back on the golf course, and Bill put on a show. I mean, it was exciting. What he did on the back nine on Saturday and Anthony Kim did on the back nine on Sunday was just amazing.
It was funny when they turned onto 10 and Jim Nantz looked at Nick Faldo and said, should I say it or should you say it? But it's now started, and it seems like it does it every year. And like you said, a tremendous back nine.
It was incredible. I mean, I think there's a couple things that will stand out in my mind was the three holes, 13, 14, and 15, that Phil played on Sunday on Saturday 5-under, and then Anthony Kim playing 13, 14, 15, and 16 at 5-under on Sunday, and then the shot Phil hit on Sunday on 13 from the Pine Needles was just incredible. It was a great Masters, and never fails. Back nine on Sunday, it's always going to happen.
Yeah, the three holes I remember for Phil are the pars on 9, 10, and 11.
Yeah.
I mean, and he goes the whole round without making a bogey. People are saying, well, if KJ would have done this or if Freddie hadn't hit it in the water or whatever, Phil Mickelson still went out and shot 67 on Sunday and won.
And had every opportunity to lose on 9, 10, and 11. I mean, if you make bogey on those three holes going into the back nine, it's the mindset's a little bit different. He had to be pumped going in to the, Amen Corner, making pars on 9, 10, and 11, which were absolutely incredible from the woods. And, just to do what he did was amazing.
Well, and he'll set up a couple big ones coming up in May, the Players' Championship over TBC Sawgrass, and then also the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. That's going to be something to look forward to.
It's a great year for golf. I mean, with the U.S. Open being back at Pebble, and I think the British is at St. Andrews this year.
Yes, that's correct.
So, yeah. I mean, it's some very traditional courses out there for the majors this year.
Well, special guest joining us, a good friend from the West Coast there, Mr. Tom Preece, Vice President of Research and Development for Cobra Golf. Tom, thanks so much again for joining us. It's been a few months, but it's always great to have you back.
It has. It's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. If you could tell us a little bit about, your role with Cobra Golf for the listeners that didn't hear the last episode.
Well, basically, I manage the R&D group here at Cobra Golf. We have a team of very talented engineers, and we're focused on developing products that are really for a wide variety of players, different types of products for different types of players. And, we try to come out with real technology that really delivers great performance.
Well, and you have, again, and you've got a lot of new stuff we want to talk about in the next few minutes. Why don't you first describe a little bit what you got, and then we'll jump right into it.
Well, we're just starting to ship some new products. The S2 driver started shipping at the beginning of this year, and the S2 Max irons, which come as both irons or a iron hybrid integrated set. So between these two products that are new, it really kind of rounds out the S2 family of products for Cobra. And then we also have a new Baffler product, that's the Baffler Rail, which is really new technology applied to our Baffler product, which has got a long history of success.
Let's dive right into the driver. And can you talk a little bit about the development cycle of the new product?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, we try to come out with a new driver every year. We only do it if the driver is truly better than what we've had before. So in a sense, the S2 driver replaces last year's driver. It's basically on an annual life cycle, but as I said, it's not until we have real technology that we integrate into a new product that we decide to launch it, and we're excited about this new one. So with the S2 driver, we're really talking about forgiving performance, bringing our 9-point face technology to this driver, and adjustable flight technology to the driver. So between a hotter face on off-center hits and the ability to fine-tune ball flight through three face angle settings, either neutral, open, or closed, we deliver really solid performance to a wide variety of players.
So this driver in particular would fit basically, like you said, any type of player, correct?
It would, and that's really the nice thing about this product. It's in play on tour, but it's also for the mid to high handicap player. So we design the different lofts with different CG positions, and we also have different face angles available for different types of players. So if you're a good player or even a tour player, and you want to play an 8-5 loft in the open position, that product's available to you. Or if you're a mid to high handicap player, you need maybe a little more loft. Maybe you need to close the club face a little bit. There's a lot of different options available in this product to fit a wide variety of players.
Tom, you mentioned earlier that you guys aren't going to bring something out unless it's better than what was out there before. I'm sure you get some great feedback on this new driver.
Absolutely. It's being very well received both by the trade and the press, and initial results on sell-through are extremely positive. Feedback on our social networking sites has been awesome. So it's pretty exciting. One of the things that's really resonating out there is the sound of the product. In the past, drivers have sounded very differently depending upon the different manufacturers, and we've kind of taken all that in stride, and we've really applied a lot of engineering of sound to this new product. So through some pretty complicated computational analyses in the computer, we've been able to actually engineer a very powerful but pleasing sound into this driver. It's by far our best-sounding driver to date.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about sound all the time. You could have the best product in the world, but a sound that is just irritating to the user, and they're just not going to use the product. So you guys spend an awful lot of time, you know, once you get a developed product, how to work the sound, correct?
Yeah, and that's really a recent development for us, and frankly, we've struggled a little bit with it in the past. We're super excited about this product, not only the performance of it, but the sound of it. We're getting a lot of really rave reviews.
Tom, when new products come out, one of the things that sometimes gets lost, it shouldn't, are the fairway woods. Talk about the new S2 fairway.
Well, the S2 fairways are it's a great product. Really, the story on the fairways, again, is about nine-point face technology. So we try to thin the face as much as possible, make the fairway woods as forgiving as possible, and that means less distance loss on off-center hits. There's a new sole design on the fairway woods, so we relieved material from the heel and the toe, and basically that reduces friction on the turf. It makes the fairway woods very versatile. And then, like the drivers, we have both straight neck and offset versions in the fairway woods. So, the straight neck tends to be for the more avid player. For the player that struggles a little bit with the slice, we can go with an offset driver and a fairway wood for that player, and that really helps square the face at impact and really kind of correct that slice.
Yeah, touch on that real quick, because you talk about offset and straight neck and stuff. What we're trying to do when we talk about offset is, especially with fairway woods and when you get into irons and stuff, sometimes the player, the average medium to high handicap player, has a problem getting his hands in front of the ball. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to help that person, correct?
Yeah, it's really about positioning the center of gravity in a certain place relative to the shaft, and by moving the shaft forward of the face, that really allows that face to square around at impact for that player that has trouble and maybe coming over the top a little bit in their swing.
So offset is your friend.
Exactly. And we also have a high-performance shaft in both the driver and the fairways, a Fujikura Fit-On Max shaft. And this is kind of an interesting shaft. Fujikura just launched this in the aftermarket as a premium model, and it's exclusive to Cobra as a stock shaft in our product. And we're excited about it. It's a super premium shaft. We're getting a lot of great reviews on the shaft from our staff professionals around the country that typically have upgraded to other models. They're going with this shaft in their driver.
Tom Priest joining us from Cobra Golf. Great new lineup, and wouldn't be complete without the Baffler. What a story that's been over the years, going way back, I believe, back into the 80s, wasn't it?
Actually, the 70s.
70s? Wow.
Yeah, Tom Crow introduced the original Baffler back in the 70s. And that club was all about, rail technology on the sole, a low CG, and great utility. And we've had a lot of success with the Baffler product through the years, number one selling hybrid year over year. And basically, for the player that struggles with their long irons, they put a hybrid, put a Baffler in the bag, and it's a very, very easy club to hit. The new Baffler that we just launched is the Baffler Rail. So we're kind of harkening back to our heritage, and we've put a four-way railed sole, a very innovative sole, on the bottom of this club. And we've gone with very high-strength steel in the face. So it really goes it goes towards consumer research that we've done with Baffler users, and they told us loud and clear that they still wanted to hit the ball even further with this new Baffler. They were looking for a new look, and they were looking for some more versatility, more utility. And so we modified the sole design, added the rails to the sole, added high-strength steel to the face, which allowed us to reposition weight further back and lower, allowed us to strengthen the loft a little bit. And it has a new appearance, a new top line. So it's a really, really premium look. Hotter ball speeds off the face, our nine-point face technology, and then a very, very versatile sole, this railed sole. So it kind of really goes back to our heritage, and it's kind of a combination of an older look with new technology and a sleek appearance. So it's an exciting product for us.
Yeah, somebody wants to get a look at that, visit our website, edwinwattsgolf.com, or the Cobra website. But I want to touch on the rail a little bit. Tom, for the people that aren't that familiar with it, talk about the features and benefits of what that rail is going to do, especially out of hard to hit shots.
Yeah, it's an improvement to what we would consider already a great product. But you know, if there was one knock maybe on the Baffler in the past, maybe we could have improved the performance a little bit out of the rough. So the rails just basically reduce the contact area between the golf club and the turf. They reduce the friction. So the Baffler rail now performs not only well from the fairway, extremely well from the fairway, but it also helps the club a little bit in the rough. It really gets through the rough easily, through fairway bunkers especially well. So it's really adding more versatility and more utility to what, you know, as I said, we thought was a really good club to begin with. So, again, getting some very, very positive response from consumers. Ian Poulter's planning to put the club in play. We're just waiting on the final approvals, but we're excited for him to put the club in play on tour. So it's a club that it's proving itself not only on tour, but with, you know, with the avid player or the player that needs a little more forgiveness as well.
Talking about having to come out with a product that's better than its predecessor, I mean, that was one that had to be difficult for you to design because the rave reviews on the Bafflers through the years.
It was very difficult, and like I said, the consumer research was a little surprising because players, you know, they still wanted to hit the golf club farther, and so we had to see what we could do to take a little more weight out of that face, make the face a little hotter, and move that CG back, you know, so that we could add a little more distance to that club. So the Baffler rail is longer than its predecessor. It's more forgiving, and now it's also more versatile. So it was a tough challenge for the R&D guys, but I think they did a pretty good job.
Staying with the Baffler, just one last question: loft options that are available for the players.
Basically, we refer to it as a you know, an iron replacement. So you can replace your 2-iron through your 6-iron for the men. It's a 2H, 3H, 4H for 2-hybrid, 3-hybrid, 4-hybrid, etc. The 2-hybrid is 17 degrees, and it goes all the way through the set through the higher lofts to replace the 6-iron. For the women, we have options to replace 3-iron through 7-iron for women. So a wide variety of lofts and options to replace various irons in your bag if that's what you'd like to do.
When you're making a club, especially in the hybrid that's longer than predecessors, I would think that's even more important to get fit because you're talking about improving maybe, I don't know, maybe a full club from what you were before, correct?
Possibly. You know, it depends on the player and how consistently they strike the golf club in the center of the face or off-center hits. Even though you're longer with the hybrid, the nice thing is you're consistently longer, so it's more forgiving. You're going to have less variation in distance than you would, say, with a longer iron. So you can count on the distance more often than you could, say, with a 3-iron in the past. The other thing to keep in mind is iron lofts have gotten stronger over the years, and especially this past year, our irons have gotten a little stronger, as have our competitors. And the reason we've been able to do that is because we've been able to move weight around in the iron and really position it lower and further back through our multi-material technology. So even though we've strengthened the lofts a little bit, the ball still flies nice and high. So the other positive benefit of that is not only longer iron shots, but less of a distance discrepancy, if you will, or difference in distance between the Baffler and the long iron it replaces. So I think it's less confusing than it was in the past. If you want to replace your 3-iron, I would go with the 3H, and you're going to see more consistent distances, but you're not going to see a full club difference necessarily like you did in the past.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I know you guys, let's move into another product because you guys have something that we're excited about, and I know you're very excited about it as well, is the new S2 Max irons, and there's a couple different varieties in that, so let's touch on those.
Yeah, the S2 Max really rounds out the S2 family of irons. We launched the S2 iron in the fall along with the S2 forged iron for better players. The S2 Max is kind of on the other end of the spectrum. It's maximum forgiveness. So it's really for the mid to high handicap player. The S2 Max comes in as a set of irons, but it's also available as a hybrid iron integrated set. So you can buy the S2 Max as 8 individual irons, or you can buy it as a pre-customized set where we supply the set with 3 hybrids and 5 irons. And the benefit of this is really for the player that's looking to add hybrids to their bag, maybe is a little confused on which irons to take out, which irons to replace, and maybe concerned about distance gapping between the set. This really takes the guesswork out of it. So you can go in to Edwin Watts, just buy this set off the rack, and know that your distances are going to be pre-gapped, really pre-customized, you know, for this type of player. So a lot of positive response on this type of an approach, and these sets have become very popular. I think the one thing that's really different for us is we've had a lot of success, obviously, with the Baffler product, and so we've really integrated Baffler technology and forgiveness into this set. So the hybrids are super forgiving. They're actually even a little larger with a little higher moment of inertia than the Bafflers. So it's all about maximum forgiveness. Really easy to get the ball up in the air. The irons are low center gravity, wide sole. So it's all about forgiveness with this product, and it's all about taking the guesswork out of it, pre-customizing and pre-distance gapping.
Tom, what are the shaft options in the S2 Max?
S2 Max comes with a Aldila DVS HL shaft. It's a high launch version of their popular DVS shaft. And it also comes with an FST lightweight steel shaft. Both shafts, whether it's steel or graphite, have long tip parallels, more flexible tips. And again, for this mid-high handicap player that's really looking for forgiveness, the shafts are really effective at helping get the ball up in the air really easily.
Tom, we appreciate your time. I know it's valuable. Thanks so much for joining us. Final thoughts?
We at Cobra are very excited about this new lineup of products. It's the best lineup we've had in recent years, certainly. And the response we've gotten from the field has been extremely positive. So we're excited for your customers to try the products and put them in the bag, hopefully as soon as possible.
You talk about the new radical design of the Baffler. Any way I can twist your arm and get one out for one of our lucky listeners as a giveaway?
Yeah, I think we could probably make that happen. We'd love to do that. And the more that we get these products into people's hands, the more the word spreads, and it just helps us that much more. So we'd love to give a Baffler a rail away.
Awesome. That's good stuff.
Tom Priest, thanks so much for joining us again. Let's do it again soon. We did it about 6 months ago. Maybe we can do it again in another five or six.
Absolutely. Love to.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
Take care. We really enjoyed
it.
Okay.
Well, Kenny, the streak continues when another partner comes on. We've got another great giveaway, a Baffler rail. Why don't you tell the listeners what they need to do to register to win that thing?
Yeah, just go to our website, edwinwattsgolf.com, and down at the bottom right-hand side, they'll see the Golf Better podcast link. Just click on that link, and you'll come to our landing page. And from there, you can listen to all the episodes as well as the Ask Kenny button. You can click on that button and submit questions to us. We love those. I personally answer each and every one of those. And there's also a register to win button. Click on that, fill in the required information that we ask of you, and your name will be submitted to win one of these awesome golf clubs.
It has been a great year for giveaways so far. It's been amazing.
Yeah, and unfortunately the rules apply and I can't register.
Well, let's take it back. Last week, episode number 72, Tony Pando and the folks at Nicklaus Golf were kind enough to donate a complete set of Nicklaus Polarity HP irons. I mean, that's from three to pitch. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I'll let you introduce the winner.
Yeah, it's a great product, and the lucky winner for these is Mr. Doyle Anderson from Corpus Christi, Texas. And
hey, Doyle, congratulations. We'll be getting in touch with you, getting to know your right hand, left hand, flex or whatnot, and Tony will get those out to you, and I know he wants to hear back from you and how you like those irons.
Yeah, and he's got a great store right there in Corpus Christi. I'm sure Mr. Anderson
visits
Lee Smith. Absolutely. Over there.
Back from episode number 71, Ricky Barnes, another autographed box.
Yeah. And here's a guy, not only did he have a great U.S. Open last year, he had a great Masters this year. Ricky Barnes autographed the box for you on this one. So it's the Wilson FG Tour golf balls going to Mr. David Barron in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia. David probably got a number of stores you can visit up there.
He's got about five or six up there he can visit.
You know what we haven't given away in a while? The cap.
Yep. I'll let you do the introduction on this one.
Yep, it's going to be Mr. Eric Hutchins in McCalla, Alabama. So, Eric, you will be the proud wearer of one of the 2010 limited edition Golf Better podcast caps.
Awesome. Congratulations, Eric.
And thanks so much again, Tom Priest at Cobra Golf, for spending time with us and donating the Baffler H rail. And, Katie, thanks to you again for spending time with us, and we'll do it again in another week.
Yeah, it's always my pleasure. Thanks, Tom.
And listen back again next week when we have another exciting episode of Golf Better at edwinwattsgolf.com. So long, everyone.